The next patient is Curtis Young Jones, J-O-N-E-S, first name, C-U-R-T-I-S. Clinical case of a 63-year-old female that has a history of CKD stage 3B. Without significant proteinuria. This patient has different comorbidities, including the presence of diabetes mellitus at least for 10 years, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to a heavy smoking that he has practiced for more than 15 years, a history of arterial hypertension, and a past history of acute kidney injury. The patient gets dehydrated easily and goes into acute tubular necrosis and has recovered. As a result of that, the patient has the CKD3. Today comes for a follow-up. He has a serum creatinine of 2.2, and the BUN is 42, and the estimated GFR is 31.6. An ultrasound of the kidney was done on the 5th of May of 2024. The right kidney measures 12.2 centimeters in diameter. There is no evidence of any renal mass. There is no echogenic calculi or hydronephrosis. There is, however, mild renal cortical thinning. Period. The left kidney is 13.6. There is no evidence of renal mass or echogenic calculi or hydronephrosis. There is evidence of mild pelviectasis, P-E-L-V-I-E-C-T-A-S-I-S. There is also evidence of cortical thinning. The patient does have no activity in the urinary sediment. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is pretty close to normal, 42. The patient has a physical examination. A significant AP diameter increase in the chest. The cardiac sounds are normal. The lung auscultation, there is no evidence of wheezes or bronchi.
Room two.
Period. Number two. The patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to the heavy smoking. We explain once again the comorbidities associated to it and the risk of the acceleration of the sclerotic process. Following number diabetes mellitus, that is with a hemoglobin A1C of 6.5%. Following number, the patient has history of coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Following number, the patient has a history of peripheral vascular disease. Following number, the patient has a healing gums because he had extractions of the multiple roots and fractured teeth that he had in the past. The following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, anemia that is most likely associated to the CKD. The possibility of iron loss is entertained. We are going to follow this case in 4 months with laboratory workup.